It's now my privilege to bring and to invite Philip Edwards to come up and join me here. We'll have our little conversation between the two of us. Philip, great to have you with us.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to give you this handy mic. Stick it on. There we go. I think it's on already. Try that.
Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. Great. So what we're going to do is we're just going to explore a little bit of Phil's experiences with usage of technology that enables care closer to home. And I've got a couple of questions that I was just going to ask you, Phil. So the first one really is, if it's okay with you, could you describe a little bit about your conditions, your medical conditions, just what you're willing to share with us?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Thank
you. I've got three lung conditions. I've got asthma, I've also got COPD, then I've also been diagnosed with bronchiectasis. I still carry on working, and I find being active helps me a lot more than tablets, medication.
And what would be, so when I think about people that live with long-term conditions, I tend to break it down into their goals. Some people are marathon runners, some people aren't marathon runners. Give me a sense of your typical life in terms of, what you would try and obtain, the sort of things you would want to try and achieve in terms of sport or in terms of, stuff that you like to do.
Well, like
how active are you?
I like to carry on working if I can, even though I'm past my sell-by date. I still try and work. I lead an active life with, I keep horses and bred horses on a few occasions.
Wow.
And I walk my dog quite a lot.
Yeah. So very active. I mean, horses, you've got to be doing all sorts of bits and pieces with that.
Oh, yeah. There's
mucking out.
There's a mucking out. There's a dragging haylage about all over the place, breaking them in.
Yeah, so lots going on in that area. But obviously that works your respiratory as well, so you have to balance that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus so my working life, I work offshore, and like I said, there's a lot of stairs entailed in working offshore, and that helps me exercise my lungs.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to just ask you about your work. So you're out on a rig from time to time, is that
yes.
right? Wow. So does that mean you're sort of sometimes back and then sometimes flying out and spending time on the rig and back again?
Yes, it depends on what the contract is. Some of them now, which we don't like, is it's a three-on cycle, 12, 14 hours a day.
Mm.
Sometimes you'll get broken sleep because of the alarms going off.
Mm.
Then the ones we prefer is like two on, two off. So it's two on and two weeks at home, weather permitting.
A bit hard work all the same. What was it like before you had the technology that you've now got for care closer to home? Where would you go? Did you have to go to hospital from time to time for checkups? What was that like? How did that work with that pattern you were talking about?
My pattern is, if I can get in with my practice nurse, I've had a good working relationship, but Linda's now is retired, so I've got to find a new practice nurse and develop a relationship with her and keep getting monitored. And that's how I go, get reviews every 6 months.
6 months. So every 6 months, somebody would have a look at your respiratory capability.
Yes.
So you go to private practice.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you go to primary care for that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And was that convenient with your work life? Or?
Sometimes, but they've got an uncanny knack of booking me appointments. So I'm either going offshore, I'm offshore, or the day I'm coming home.
Funny that.
And like a typical example is I had my ice cream for diabetes. I've been waiting since last September. I only got in last week.
It's difficult, isn't it? It is hard, especially when you've got the sort of life that you've got. So understanding some of those challenges, but it sounds like that your practice nurse has done a fantastic job in trying to work with you around that. How's it been with the new technology? I presume you've got the Docobo technology.
Docobo.
Tell us a bit about it.
The Docobo is absolutely fantastic. It's helped me to monitor my well-being, and it's so easy to use, and people like me that can't use computers properly, it's so easy. And also the people that my supervisors offshore, they come to play, let me have time off at the beginning of my shift to use it, especially if I'm working day shift. But I try and get onto the night shift if I can to accommodate using it in the mornings.
How did you get introduced to it? Did somebody sit you down and say, "Here's the kit you're going to have, and here's how it works"?
Well, I was on another program. That one finished, and then I got a phone call from Dr. Denver, and asked me if I'd prepare to go onto this new system, and I found it brilliant.
Fantastic. And did you just learn yourself, literally? Was it just so easy that you were able to just... Fantastic, really good.
I just had to be shown once. Yeah. Normally it takes me weeks to get into it, but just shown the once and practice with it, and it was very, very good.
Fantastic. And how did it make you feel? Once you'd got it, and once you could get that information that would show a trend of how you were doing, did it give you more confidence?
It gave me confidence, but also gave me awareness and as to how my condition is. And I sometimes, no, 2 days are the same, and you just had to go for the happy medium.
Does that enable you then to plan a day? So if you're maybe not quite so strenuous, or do you just know it and it gives you confidence?
I just know it and it gives me confidence, and I can pace myself.
Yeah. Interesting question. It sounds like it's gone very well, but so what do you like most about having the technology around?
It's simplicity of that particular Docker bow. It's simplicity. It's just so easy to use for anybody that's computer literate.
Yep.
That does give you confidence.
And if you have a problem, do you feel that your doctors and nurses get alerted to that?
I alert them, but I try to deal with it myself.
Yeah.
I carry an emergency pack with me, but touch wood, I've not had to use it for 18 months.
Great. That's good to hear, obviously. If there was one thing you might change in terms of either the technology or the service, what would that be?
I don't know, really. I think don't fix what doesn't need fixing.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. So basically it works well, just carry on basically with it. And then the last question I'd probably ask you would be, if there were people in the audience here thinking, well, it sounds like Philip's had a very good journey with that, but I'm not quite so sure, what would you say to them in terms of adopting this or using this kind of technology?
Give it a chance, because like I said, I was apprehensive about anything digital. I still am, but that Docker bow is definitely the one. That's the way forward for me.
Fantastic. Let's have a huge round of applause for Philip. Thank you ever so much. Really, really appreciate that testimony. Thank you, Philip. That's brilliant.